Good morning. And how are you? I've had a week from hell. I don't know if you've noticed. But I was doing a parish mission all week. Never had a full house. Was down in Newark yesterday. Great thing. But their priest was just a list of priests who done evil this past month. And so that wasn't very crowded either. A certain group went after me on the internet, which a lot of you have already seen. And the thing that drove me most crazy about it is the headline was Celebrity Priest Father Larry Richards. And I was like, is that what I am? I've been a pastor here. It's going to be 18 years this summer. You know, and that's what I focus on the most. When it's Lent, I'm on the road a lot. But to me, my biggest thing is about being a pastor and being here, and hopefully being as best shepherd as I can be, sometimes hard, sometimes easy, but always keeping us in what is true and what is orthodox. And the thing that got me through this week, usually I get very crazy over that stuff, and I jump up and down, and I get really nuts. But I didn't this week. It was interesting. And the reason I didn't was because of my holy hour. I just kept bringing it up. And when I was sitting with the Lord, and I'd said, and I just stay focused on you. And I said, you got to keep me focused on you. You got to keep me focused on heaven. And so when we focus today on a transfiguration, Jesus is giving the disciples a way to deal with tribulation in their life. Notice both in the Old Testament, the first reading, and the gospel today, the first line begins the same. First, God led Abraham. So God took Abraham and said, look at the stars, first thing. Then Jesus took Peter, James, and John and took them to the mountain. So prayer begins with God taking us. That God calls us to be with him. Sometimes we think, this is what I do for God, I pray every day. No, no, God calls you to pray. He's the one in charge. And it's interesting that when he goes and he calls us, he always has something to say to us. And it's either some kind of promise, something to give us hope. When he looks at Abraham, he says, look at these stars. I want you to stop for a second. Look at the stars. Isn't it interesting? It begins with God. Look at the stars. Your descendants are going to be more than these stars. When he brought Peter, James, and John, Peter in the gospel today, he brings them, and what's the first thing they did? Peter, James, and John fell asleep. Surprise, we've seen a pattern with this. And we're going to see it as Lent gets on. And then it says they fell asleep. And then what happens is Jesus, you know, I just got a call 2 weeks ago on my online show. And it was a Protestant man, God bless him. And he was talking about, where in the Bible does it say, does Jesus ever talk about praying with saints? And I says, well, as a matter of fact, in the Transfiguration, which we hear today, who is Jesus praying with? Saints. Old Testament saints, right? Here is Jesus, who is God in his humanity, praying with Moses and the prophet. And he's conversing with them. He's having relationship with them. And if Jesus can do that, could not we? That's why, again, when you go over into our adoration chapel and you look at the back window, I put all these saints in the window when we started adoration 13, 14 years ago, whatever it is now. And I often have told you that when you go and you're with Jesus in the adoration chapel, you're never alone. All those angels and saints are with you. They're praying with you. They're praying for you. And boy, did I feel that. You know, especially like this week, for whatever reason, I felt very close to Monsignor Peterson, praying for me and encouraging me and telling me to stay faithful. One of those saints in our own life. That when we go to pray with the communion of saints, we're never alone there. They pray with us and for us before our Lord. And then what we got to do is we got to make sure that we're focused on the Lord. Because it says in the gospel today, doesn't it, that the apostles who were sleepy came to their senses and became fully awake. When we go to pray, we need to be fully awake. And while we're there, as we're focusing on what we're doing, even if we're saying something as simple as the Lord's Prayer, you know, I've been listening to Ralph Martin's book. Ralph Martin's a great friend. He's a good man. Don't always agree with him, but he's a good man. He has a book out, a great book, on the doctors of the church, the spiritual doctors of the church, on the fulfillment of all desires. The fulfillment of all desires. It's a big book, a long book, but a great book. And he talks about the saints and Francis de Sales, who's right there with the feather in his hand, Francis de Sales and Teresa Avila and Catherine of Siena, and how they all focus. And he talks about Teresa Avila, of course, who's up there. And one of the things are, no, she's over there. Yeah, Teresa Avila in the brown habit right there. See right there, that's St. Teresa in our window. But because she had great devotion to Joseph. Yeah, she's, no, that's not Teresa. No, that's St. Rose of Lima and Catherine of Alexandria. Anyway, so over there she is. And so, and she talks about, even when you say the Lord's Prayer, you must remember who you're talking to. You just can't go through the motions. Haven't I been trying to tell you that for 18 years? That's why we slow down at the Lord's Prayer. I have people, friends of mine, who will not come to the church because we say the Lord's Prayer too slow. And there are people amongst you to try to hurry it up. And I have to pull you back. Why? Because Teresa says sometimes when people go to prayer, they're just saying a bunch of words. They're forgetting how insulting that is, she says to God. That's not even being polite to God, who we're talking to. So that when we go to pray, we got to be fully awake. We got to be thinking about what we're saying. We got to remember who we're before. And when we're before him, don't you get it? We get to leave earth for a while. He shows us what heaven's going to be like. He says, you know all the stuff you're going through now? Pah. What is this compared to eternity? That's why Peter could say, Lord, it's good that we are here. But the problem is sometimes we just want to stay there in prayer. That's the problem, right? Okay, God, I'm very happy here. You've given me such peace. Don't let me go back out there. I don't want to go out there and deal with this. I don't want to deal with it. I'm just going to stay in prayer. And he says, get out of here. This isn't what we were created for, that we were created to be with God in prayer so he can give us peace so that we can go out and do the battle, that we can go out and do his will, that he can give us strength to live our life and live what he wants us to do. And we got to stay faithful to that. And the only way we're going to stay faithful to that is make sure that when we are in prayer, we're not listening to ourselves, we're not listening to the world, we're not listening to the devil as we can, even in prayer. But we're listening to Jesus. Remember, that's what the Father says. This is my chosen Son. Listen to him. So in my prayer, in your prayer, is there more listening than there is talking? Are you really listening to God? Are you listening to Jesus? Or are you just saying prayers so you can go on and do other things? If you're not listening, you're not going to get the strength that you need to deal with the stuff that's going to come in your life. I almost said something else. You're not going to deal with the stuff that comes in your life. But you need to deal with that. And the only way you're going to deal with that is if you're faithful to prayer, know God calls you to pray. You're not just praying alone. The saints are praying with you. You're focused on Jesus. You're listening to Jesus. And one other thing, that remember he called the apostles with him, the three apostles. Prayer is something we do together. That's what Mass is about. We come together. And when I was being bombarded with all this stuff on the internet, and it wasn't what the people said about me, it's what the people that were all these comments coming on Facebook and Twitter, thanks be to God, I didn't see them all because my staff at the foundation kept throwing them off. But the ones I did see, oh, were not very good. And it was funny because Justin Fatica, I was with Justin Fatica, and him and his wife, I spent the whole day on Thursday with Justin. And he says, Father, isn't this great that this kind of stuff has happened to you when you have people around you that love you and support you and would die for you? Absolutely. Isn't that something? I need you to support me when I'm going through garbage. And that's what you're there for. But when you go through garbage, that's what I'm here for. We can't do it alone. We need each other. We pray for each other. We support one another. That's how we get through these things. So when life sends stuff at you, remember, God's calling you to be with him in prayer. Remember to be fully awake. Remember to listen. Remember you're not alone. The angels and saints are with you. Remember, you belong to a community of love and strength. And together, we can get through anything. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now that was 9.